Good evening, faithful listeners. If I'm sounding a tad more butch and downright sexy than usual, blame it on one of the great mysteries facing medical science, why the man flu virus lies dormant until just before a holiday weekend. But I always say, when life hands you lemons, make a hot lemon, honey and ginger drink. Or, whine like a cute puppy until your long-suffering better half makes it for you. Just remember to stop before Florence Nightingale decides to smother you with a pillow. Even on your sickbed, there are great questions of earth-shattering import to be considered. Are hankies or paper tissues more environmentally sound? Why is projectile sneezing much cooler in theory than practice? How many swigs are there in a recommended adult dose of cough syrup? You're going to have to wait for my scandalous memoirs to find out the answers to those questions. But there's no amount or combination of over-the-counter medication that makes Sky Sports' reaction to Murray Deeker's use of the N-word on air any less surreal. Here's how it was reported by Stuff's Neil Reed on Wednesday. Deeker will return to air tonight, 7 days after referring to someone as working like a during his weekly Deeker on Sports show on the pay TV network. The comment, used to describe a Southland sheep farmer, drew outrage, with Race Relations Commissioner Joris de Bres saying its use was not appropriate. But Sky TV spokesman Tony O'Brien described it as a, quote, phrase that's widely used. He said he was not defending Deeker. Ah, but you are, Mr. O'Brien. You're just doing it in the passive-aggressive voice. Now, to be fair, you don't have to look very far to find places where ho, raghead and Christ killer are widely used as terms for sexually active women, Muslims and Jews, and there's a certain vulgar idiom that begins with C and was recently notoriously voiced by 12-year-old actress Chloe Grace Moretz in Kick-Ass that I've heard a lot but would be sacked for even thinking on air. Thankfully, a couple of Sky Sports frontmen called bovine excrement on their own management, and kudos to them for doing it. In the same story, Reed quotes a tweet from The Crowd Goes Wild co-host Andrew Mulligan. He said, on behalf of myself as a contractor to Sky TV, that term is not widely used and is a weak excuse. Stephen McIver, who fronts the network's league coverage, is also quoted saying, 99.9% of Sky don't live or talk like they're in the Dark Ages! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Now, I'll freely admit that I'm not a big sports fan, and I find the self-consciously matey tone of what little I've seen of Sky Sport tooth-grindingly awful. Mulligan and McIver were only stating the bloody obvious, but they really needed to when their own management failed to play the game.